You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my students and I bring you content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'll start off with this question. What if the key to our children's future isn't just teaching them STEM, but also helping them understand and believe that they actually belong in this world? We talk a lot about preparing students for the jobs of tomorrow, but how much of that preparation is psychological? How do we build confidence, purpose, and a true sense of identity in science and technology? Today, we're jumping into the world of project-based learning and exploring how hands-on experience is transforming the classroom from a place of theory into a launchpad for real-world careers. And we have the perfect guest to guide us. We're thrilled to welcome Dr. Jennifer Berry, the CEO of Smart Lab, a program that is revolutionizing how K through 12 students engage with STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, in case you were wondering. So stay with us as we discuss the future of education and how to empower the next generation of innovators. But first, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from Albert Einstein. He said, "Education is not the learning of facts, but the training of the mind to think." Einstein's point is that STEM and learning isn't just about memorizing formulas or facts. It's about developing problem-solving skills and ways of thinking that last a lifetime. In STEM fields, knowledge evolves quickly, but the ability to analyze, question, and solve problems will always be valuable. This means if you focus on building critical thinking and long-term skills, you'll be prepared to adapt no matter how technology or industries change. And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news.
Thank you for our quote of the day. Now here's some headline news from around the world. Our first headline comes from Germany. In Munich, researchers at the Max Planck Institute have unveiled a new AI-powered smart lab assistant that can autonomously plan, conduct, and adjust chemicals experiments in real time. Designed for high-level research in materials, science, and pharmaceuticals, the assistant uses machine learning to optimize lab procedures and minimize trial and error. Early tests showed the system completing multi-step synthesis in half the time required by human researchers, while also reducing resource waste up to 40%. Experts say this represents a major step toward fully autonomous scientific laboratories. Our next headline comes from Kenya. At the University of Nairobi, a partnership between the African Center for Technology Studies and Smart Lab Africa has launched a new program to integrate AI and Internet of Things tools into environmental science education. Students are using real-time data from sensors in local wetlands to monitor pollution and climate impact, all within a newly built digital smart lab. The initiative aims to bring the gap between academic learning and real-world environmental challenges, empowering students with the tools needed for data-driven sustainability research. Our final headline comes from the United States. In Boston, Massachusetts, MIT Jameel World Education Lab has introduced a global fellowship program to train educators in designing AI-enabled smart learning environments. The program teaches participants how to integrate adaptive learning technologies, real-time feedback systems, and AI tutors into classrooms and university labs. More than 60 fellows from 22 countries have already completed the program, applying their new skills to modernize classroom and improve STEM outcomes in both urban and rural settings. And that ends our headline news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote in the headline news. We are excited to welcome our guest, Dr. Jennifer Berry, CEO of Smart Lab, based in the United States of America. Before we dive into the specifics of Smart Lab, our listeners would love to learn a little bit more about the person behind the vision. So, Proud, why don't you kick off this first segment?
Dr. Berry, to start, can you tell us a bit about your background and what first sparked your passion for connecting education with technology and real-world careers?
Oh, thank you so much. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here on the podcast with you. I'll tell you a little bit about my background, but very brief, right? So first of all, I'm an educator. I have my doctorate in education, but I also have been in the education space for many, many decades. Also, I'm a mom. And as a mom, I see the world my daughter is stepping into, right? She's a 10-year-old and AI is happening. Rapid change is happening. Big challenges are happening. And what I want mostly for her and what I want for every student is to walk into that future, into her future, and saying, I've got this and I can lead here, right? And so that personal lens is what drives me. My background has always been at the intersection of education and innovation, right? And I've seen the differences when students move beyond just memory answers, but to actually building, creating, and solving. And what we call at Smart Lab, aha moments. So when students are in one of our Smart Labs and they have these aha moments, and if you have multiple aha moments, which are these sudden realizations that you get something, right? You've mastered that rigorous challenge. You failed at something enough that all of a sudden you have that aha of like, ah, I know how to figure that out. I know how to actually achieve that goal. That's when an individual realizes they belong and their ideas matter. So I really believe that my career, my history of education and innovation and that intersection and being a mom who cares about the future of my daughter and all students that are surrounded, like yourselves who are graduating and like others that are graduating, I'm really excited about being a part of that. And that is really, really how I see my background and where my passion is for connecting education with technology and real world careers.
I love that connection of personal. I need my kid to be able to navigate the way through the world that is presented to them. What about Smart Lab specifically inspired you to join on?
Yeah, I appreciate that question greatly because I've spent my whole career in various education fields, everything from professional development to after school programs for low income youth across the United States to supplemental tutoring, reading and writing for students to really help them, and math to really help them progress in their career. I was also in the special education space. And when I found Smart Lab, that was really where it all connected for me. Smart Lab is the full package. It's not just equipment and curriculum. It's an entire ecosystem designed to build what we call STEM identity. Right. So Smart Lab is more than just stuff that we sell. It's actually where we are striving to get students to gain their STEM identity. By STEM identity is that they can feel like they belong, they can master rigorous challenges, and their ideas make an impact. So many times people think of STEM as like, oh, you're going to go into the STEM fields. You're going to go into to be a scientist. You're going to be a technologist. You're going to be an engineer or a mathematician. But we actually believe that it's beyond that. Right? It's beyond going into those fields. It's about knowing that you belong with any STEM application that is in basically every industry, right? Every industry uses STEM applications. And so when you feel like you belong with STEM applications and in that same industry, you really can believe that you master rigorous challenges and your ideas make an impact. And that's very exciting for me. And that's really what inspired me to join, because it was beyond just the stuff we sold and really about the impact for students and the lives and the world that we're trying to create.
I totally love that. So for our listeners who might be hearing about it for the first time, so can you please explain in simple terms, what is Smart Lab and like, what does it do?
Yeah, so I'll give you how we define the Smart Lab approach to start, and then I'll talk a little bit about our ecosystem. So we at Smart Lab focus on an integrated ecosystem that builds aha moments and sparks STEM identity in learners, right? So again, our why is that students are getting the STEM identity, that they can belong, their ideas make an impact, and they can master rigorous challenges. Then you say, okay, well, how do you do that? That's great, but how do you do that? And what we believe is this integrated ecosystem is key. And that integrated ecosystem is comprised of an environment for the students to explore in a hands-on, career-based, student-driven learning environment. There's curriculum that's curated for the students so that they can fail forward, right? There's certified facilitators, where the certified facilitators really understand how to ensure that there's productive struggle so that they're not giving the students the answers or leading them to the answer, but that they are inspiring those students to make mistakes and to come up with their own solutions. And then lastly, there's this support and partnership, right? And so we've got a whole team that supports the ecosystem, but also that we're bringing the community into the ecosystem so that the community is really invested in ensuring these students are also getting their STEM identity. So yes, we sell stuff and we sell a STEM learning environment, but more importantly, we are inspired by this integrated ecosystem, where this integrated ecosystem can actually catapult the STEM identity for learners. And every project that the students do are solving real world problems and connecting learning to actual career pathways.
What would you say makes the Smart Lab experience the most different from what students might find in a regular science class or traditional computer lab?
Oh, great question. So in my experience, in the years that I've been in education, in a traditional classroom, students are often following a script, right? Step one, step two, step three. In Smart Lab, they're designing their own solutions. They're collaborating with peers. They're iterating until it works. Failure isn't the end. It's part of the process. So that shift of, instead of just like memorizing or rote memorization or tests, it's really about, you know, in tests, you want to, and your students, you want to actually succeed. You want to get the A, you want to get the highest score. But in Smart Lab, actually failure isn't the end. It's actually part of the process. This shift builds confidence, resilience, and creativity. It's not about memorizing the answers. It's about learning how to think, to solve, and to innovate.
Yeah, because as people say, like, we make mistakes and it teaches us too. So I feel like that's a really good, like, lessons to learn too. And since you mentioned about the connection to real-world applications, how exactly does a Smart Lab help students prepare for actual careers that are in high demand right now?
Yeah. So careers today, right? And careers that haven't even been invented yet, right? Whether it's AI, clean energy, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, arts and entertainment, you can name a ton of different industries and a ton of different careers. All of these careers, especially now with the AI-powered world we live in, require people who can adapt, people that can learn quickly, and people that can solve complex problems. Because gone are the days where you actually needed to know how to code, where you need to know how to do basic applications, because AI can actually do those things for you. So the reality is, what Smart Lab gives the students to do, the ability to do, is to think above the task and to really think about, how do I adapt? How do I learn quickly? How do I solve complex problems, right? Smart Lab gives students practice and those kind of skills. Of course, they're coding, they're building prototypes, they're analyzing data, they're learning to work in teams, just like they'll do in the workforce. But we're not just preparing them for the job. We're preparing them to lead in an AI-powered, rapidly changing world. Because there's a difference between knowing how to code something and how to lead in an environment where coding is expected.
To make that a little more concrete for us, could you share an example of a hands-on project that students might work on in a Smart Lab?
Yeah, so this is, you know, this is going to sound very small potatoes, but this is what I think is really exciting. So we've got this curriculum that is small potatoes. I see you mouthing that. This is a piece of curriculum that we're really proud of, because it starts actually with five-year-olds. So this actually starts with kindergarten students. So we teach kindergarten, we go K through 12, but we teach kindergartens, we call it Harvest Holler. And what these kindergartners are learning is how to code at 5 years old, 4 and 5 years old, they're learning how to code. But they're learning how to code at the most simplest level, right? So they're putting down these tiles, red means stop, green means go, yellow means pause, like an arrow this way means turn right, turn left. And they're laying them down and learning like, oh, if I put these in this order, this is how the car will move, right? But we go beyond that for even kindergartners. So we say to them, hey, there's an industry where you might need to code a self-driving car and create that self and ensure that that self-driving car gets from point A to point B. Okay, let's go even beyond that. You're 5 years old. We want to talk about what it means to go from a farm to table, right? Get the food from a farm and get it to a farmer's market, get it to a grocery store, get it in the hands of consumers, right? So now you've got this five-year-old going, oh, I thought food just was in my refrigerator. I didn't know it actually came from a farm and that somebody had to drive something from the farm to the store, right? Now you're getting the student to think differently about the reason why they're learning to code, right? So they're learning to code, but they're learning to code for a point, for a purpose. So they're thinking, oh, I need to code, but I'm learning how to code, but I'm learning how to code to actually get food from the farm to the store, to a farmer's market, to a home. And there's this really great thing right now, which is a self-driving car. So I have the ability to code that self-driving car and to lead and manage maybe a team that is coding a self-driving car to get from point A to point B. So they're building connections even at 5 years old. And they're building connections to real world careers even at 5 years old, which to me is really the difference between how to do something and connecting it to their future. Right. And then, of course, over time, when we go to first grade, second grade, third grade, all the way up to senior in high school, we're scaffolding that. Right. You go from just coding on the floor to now you're building a robot that has sensors. And now you're building a robot that can think on its own with AI applications. So it scaffolds as they grow and as they age. But we're really proud of really making sure that everything we design has real world connections to it. And we're giving those students those aha moments beyond I know how to do something. But also I know how to do something and it's applicable in this real world and potentially even a future career for me.
Wow, thank you very much. That's a powerful example. It's incredible to think about how a single project can build not just knowledge, but genuine confidence and purpose. We're going to pause there for a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive into the challenges facing STEM education and look forward to the future of learning. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this short PSA announcement.
As we talk about the future of education, it's worth asking, how do our kids really learn best? We know that students can lose interest in science and math when they don't see how it connects to their lives. The facts and figures feel distant, and their curiosity fades. But what if we turned learning into an adventure? That's the core idea behind project-based learning. Instead of just memorizing a formula, students use it to build a model rocket. Instead of reading about ecosystems, they design and build a small terrarium to sustain life. The hands-on approach teaches collaboration, resilience, and creative problem-solving. It transforms the classroom into a workshop for innovation, showing students that they have the power to solve the real-world challenges of tomorrow. You can be a champion for this kind of learning. Ask your local schools about their STEM programs, volunteer for a science fair, or simply ask a young person in your life about a project they're excited about. Your support and curiosity can help build the next generation of thinkers, creators, and leaders. 3, 2, 1.
And we are back with our second part. Welcome back. We're here with Dr. Jennifer Berry of Smart Lab, discussing how we can better prepare students for the careers of tomorrow. Before the break, we talked about what a Smart Lab is and the power of hands-on projects. Now, let's zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture. Josiah will start us off with this segment.
Dr. Berry, from your perspective, what is the single biggest challenge that teachers and schools face when trying to implement effective STEM education today?
Thank you for that really insightful question. You know, I think the biggest challenge today in the education space is often capacity, right? Teachers are stretched really thin, resources are limited. The pace of change in technology is happening at lightning speed and it can be overwhelming. Schools really desperately want to prepare students for the future. But it can be almost impossible to keep up right now, right? And that's why having a partner like Smart Lab matters, right? We make turnkey and sustainable ecosystems, right? So that teachers can focus on guiding the students rather than trying to keep up with the technology, right? Because teachers and educators will say, we so desperately want to guide students, to help them get their own aha moments, to help them learn and connect it to real worlds. And yet they're themselves trying to Google in the background, trying to learn about the new STEM applications, to try to figure out how fast and how they can use AI in their classrooms or not in their classroom. Can we use it? Can we not use it? Can students use it? Can they not use it? Right? This fast changing environment can be overwhelming. And so we try to take that part out of it and instead give this the educator the ability to guide the students rather than worried about if they're keeping up with the technology.
So like with that challenge in mind, how do you measure the success or impact of a program like Smart Lab? Like, is it just test scores or are you looking at other indicators like students' confidence and engagement in class?
Yeah, so we absolutely look beyond test scores, right? For us, success looks like a student saying, I didn't think I could do that, but now I know I can, right? Now that's hard to measure. I didn't think I could do that, but now I know I can. But you can, because you can talk to the students before they start in a STEM learning environment and ask them, how confident are you at being able to master rigorous challenges? How do you see your own STEM identity? Do you feel like you belong dealing with STEM applications as it applies to real world careers, right? Then you can measure them along the way in that Smart Lab journey or in any kind of STEM education journey and say, do you feel differently now? Now that you've had exposure, now that you've practiced, now that you've failed forward, you failed and then you've succeeded, you've had multiple aha moments. Do you now feel like you are different in the way you think? Do you think you couldn't do this and now you can, right? So you can measure that through surveys and through asking students their own perspective on how they started and how they're now finished, right? Or their journey throughout the process. So it is about engagement and collaboration and perseverance and the ability to connect their learning to real world challenges, right? So of course, schools need to track academic outcomes. That's necessary. They have to track academic outcomes. But the deeper measure is whether students walk away with STEM identity, and that's the mindset that they belong and they can thrive in a future that demands innovation.
I like the before and after. Shifting to creativity, some people might see technology as very rigid, but what role do you see it playing in unlocking a student's creativity?
Unlocking a student's creativity is like music to my ears, right? Technology is actually a canvas, right? It's the paintbrush, not the painting. When students use tech as a tool to explore their ideas, whether it's coding a game, designing an app, building a drone, producing a film, doing a podcast, right? It unlocks creativity, right? You all sitting in this podcast scenario are learning skills, but also your brain is opened up to creative aspects beyond this room that you're sitting in. It shifts from just consuming technology to creating with technology. And that's where I believe the magic happens, right? We at Smart Lab think about STEM applications is just the means to the end. Using STEM applications to connect to career connections connect to industries. If you think about it, all industries use STEM applications. Every industry, right? From collecting data, analyzing data, right? Maybe interviewing and communicating with others outside of just texting or using social media, right? Those are skills. Those are STEM skills. And those STEM skills are in every single industry that there is. So I think that students, again, should see technology as the paintbrush, not the painting. And when they use that to explore their ideas, you know, anything is possible.
Looking ahead, so what excites you with the most about the future of learning and education over the next decades?
Yeah, so the next decade and beyond, what I'm excited about in the education space is that students are in the driving seat. It's not about the educators. It's not about the parents. It's not about the government and whoever's dictating what the government decides for students, but that students get to be in the driver's seat, right? We talked about AI a lot in this podcast, right? And for example, that's changing everything, right? Students who learn to have AI serve them, not the other way around, will be the leaders of the future, right? Many adults are scared of AI. Students are not. students are not scared of it, right? Because they are learning it, they're learning how AI can serve them, and they're going to be the leaders. And that really excites me. Those are going to be the leaders of the future. I'm thrilled to imagine classrooms where creativity, problem solving, and human connection are amplified by technology, not diminished by it.
Speaking of the future, what is the biggest and most immediate goal for Smart Lab right now? What are you and your team focused on?
Yeah, our focus is to scale, but with integrity. We're working to bring as many Smart Labs to more communities, but making sure that we're delivering it with high quality. We are not just curriculum. We are not just furniture or tools or STEM applications. We really are an integrated ecosystem where a student can thrive. So our immediate goal is to make sure we are creating and curating life-changing experiences for students. This means continually focusing on refining our curriculum, ensuring we have the most current updated tools and equipment to make sure we're training the educators that are going to be serving these students and creating a community where they too, the educators, can learn and grow, and they can fail and they can have their own aha moments. Because sometimes when educators think they know it all, that's where we fail students. So when educators feel like they're learning, they're growing, they're making mistakes, they're going, "Ooh, that didn't work. How am I going to come to the next day with my students and have and listen to the students and maybe have the students solve the problem rather than me think I'm the expert?" That's where we really are focusing our attention as an organization. We want to make sure that no matter what the zip code or the country that a student lives in, that they have a chance to see themselves as future ready.
So this has been an incredibly insightful conversation. So for our final question, we would like to shift some gears and make it a personal one. So if you could go back in time, what is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self?
My younger self, I would tell myself to trust the process and don't be afraid to fail. It's really hard, especially when you're young and you have all kinds of expectations with grades for sport, you know, being the best athlete or being the best musician or having the highest grades in order to get into the highest level of the university of your choice or career of your choice. I look back and think, I would want to tell myself, don't be afraid to fail, because failure actually leads to growth, right? Some of my best lessons and some of the best opportunities came from moments that weren't planned, right? I didn't plan the journey. I actually fell into it, or change got in my face, and or a hardship was put in my way, an obstacle was dropped in front of me where I had a plan and then this obstacle dropped. Some of my best moments, some of my best opportunities came from those challenges, right? So tell myself, keep showing up, right? Keep learning, right? I am an old lady in comparison to most of these people listening to this call right now. And yet I love to learn. Every day I learn from young people. I learn from my seniors. I learn from the people who have been here before. I really learn from different cultures. I open myself up to people that are different and don't look like me, that don't think like me, that don't pray like me, that don't eat like me, that don't do any of the things that like me, because that's where I get my biggest learnings, right? Keep believing in your ability to make an impact. Your path can unfold if you don't over the script.
And there you have it. That's the perfect note to end on. Thank you so much for sharing your passion and your expertise with us today, Dr. Berry. It's been truly inspiring and encouraging. So if you're listening out there, go check out smartlablearning.com to find out for yourself. And that's all the time we have for today. My biggest takeaway from our conversation with Dr. Berry is that the future of education isn't just about what our students learn, but how they learn it. It's about moving beyond facts and formulas to build a true STEM identity, giving students the confidence to believe that they belong and that they can solve the problems of tomorrow. A huge thank you to our guest, Dr. Jennifer Berry, again, for sharing her passion and expertise with us. You can learn more about the great work her team is doing at smartlablearning.com. Most of all, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we're signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.